They did not have what you call these clodhopper sneakers and boots and things on their feet. What are the feet?
Connection to the earth.
Exactly. Excellent answer. And is it not true that there are thousands and thousands of nerve endings in your feet?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. And so what does that mean? Put it together.
They would read the earth with their feelings from their
feet.
In other words, your feet are highly psychic. Mm-hmm. And some of you are saying, I knew that. The Pisces are, the Pisces are going, yes,
yeah.
feet. So let's say that as modern humanity is looking and will be looking more and more and more to understand antiquities from the past and the messages, because these symbols, again, are some of them are written on pieces of gold, and it's quite obvious that if a culture took the time to put symbols down and that they would stay for thousands and thousands of years, that always people write down the most important things in their lives. Do you follow this?
Mm-hmm.
It is not like finding the old lists from Sumeria, of laundry lists or sales lists or something like this. So these are important ideas that will be passed down into time. And so how did so many various types of script or let's say collections of symbols all end up in the Southwest, or in some areas the Four Corners areas of the United States, which is what? Arizona,
Utah, Mexico, and Colorado.
Not New Mexico.
It's
it is Colorado, Arizona, Utah, and Nevada. That is the Four Corners.
New Mexico, Arizona.
Yes, all right. So, and it has been said that in that area, some have been discovered, caves or underground temples, you might want to call them, burial sites, where beings from long, long time ago are still dormant, where they are asleep or in stasis. And there has been much spoken of about these beings who will awaken at the proper time. So why would all of this be taking place in one small area? And how so many different scripts in one small area, considering the mass of the globe?
Was it a meeting place?
Yes.
Like a migration to a meeting place from a lot of different places around the planet.
Yes, and how did they get there?
Tunnels. Inner Earth.
Tunnels. Inner Earth.
Tunnels, inner earth, but they also had at one time, today, that you can't imagine it, but the beings were flying around as well. You understand?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although the tunnel system was considered to be the most efficient way to travel. Why? Because it was by stealth. The tunnel system actually links the entire globe together, all the continents, and we've mentioned this before, some of the tunnel system is collapsed and unusable and is being refurbished in some areas, other areas it is too far gone, and other areas the tunnel system was as if it was left untouched for tens of thousands of years. So, yes, the Four Corners area were a meeting area. Later, the Hopi were given the task of guarding the area. And they were told that in the times of change, that this area would be the safest area. Correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As the prophecies go. So, look to activity in the southwest of the United States for some very strange revelations, strange happenings, let's say from about 2007, 2010 onward. We were speaking first part about revolution. Revolution, yes, means change, and it means usually a fervent change that comes out of a quiet building and suddenly just bursts into flame. But revolution can